Hi, my name is Peter Pilgrim, and this is in response to Paul Borag's podcast, Audio Boo, Screw Priorities, which he was criticising the society's adoration on Michael Jackson, and this is happened about 8 days ago. I don't know if Paul was talking about the digital Twitter in or that was going on, or just media in general. Well, I agree. Michael Jackson was a fantastic performer and an influence. I am a black person, and he was definitely an influence on me in the 1980s. I was lucky enough to see Michael Jackson twice in my life. In 1988, at the old Wembley Football Stadium, he did the Bad Tour, came to Britain, and I managed to see him in that old stadium, and what a fantastic performance. Then again, I saw him maybe a few years later, 1993, in Dusseldorf, Germany, where I was working, no longer a student, of course, working for a software company. And to see the guy don a jetpack and fly above you was something out of this world. And I feel sorry for those of you who were looking forward to the O2 Arena concert, and I'm sure that would have been brilliant for you. You know, I feel so sorry that Michael's left us. He's definitely an influence on myself in the 1980s. My parents are from Caribbean, both of my parents are, and I was born in Britain. And, you know, in the 1980s, he was really a big influence in the black community in Britain and beyond. He was the only black person who probably had on the face cover of Time magazine and newspapers. So that brings me to my point. I live in Britain. We have a queen and a prince, Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth of England. And are these people better than us? Is Queen Elizabeth better than us? And we've lived we are the subjects of a bloodline, I guess, from 1066, from when the Normans from France invaded the Anglo-Saxon England, southern England then. And, you know, I agree with Paul. One person is no better than the other. But what we can take stock of Michael, that he, as a black baby, he did something with his life, whether it's through luck, skill, he made the decisions, whether through his father, Joey, he continued. He, at some point in his adult life, decided to make music and make something from himself. And that's the lesson. You know, the Twitter universe is probably full of people, you know, perhaps I could best what I would say, you know, ordinary souls and punters, and some have yet to make names of themselves or do something for their own selves in their lives. What you can take stock of this is you've got to do something. You, I'm talking to you who are listening, you've got to do something with your life. And this brings me to the media. Now, in 1997, I used to work for a big media company who produced The Sun, The Times, and The News of the World. And I was there, sadly, when Lady Diana died, Princess Diana died in 1997, and I really felt uncomfortable working for a media company that had something to do indirectly with her death, who bought the celebrity pictures of Princess Diana and Prince Charles, really, and really were a factor in her untimely death. And you know, I am really glad that we have Audio Boo and alternative guerrilla media, such as Twitter, where our personal opinions matter. I am still dismayed in this week that I saw a Sun newspaper headline, "Wacko." And that's just sickening. The fucking man has died. Just leave him alone. Just leave him alone now. You've had your peace. You've had your peace with Lady Diana now. Now just let it be. And just improve your media. My name is Peter Pilgrim. And I apologize for getting emotional. I'm out.